Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is going on in the stars today and for the weekend. I can't believe it's Friday already. And as Roseanne, who used to listen to us all the time, said, Friday, right? It's the weekend. And we're ready to get on with the rest of our week, right? Or with the fun stuff for the week. So I hope you are all having a good day so far, wherever you are in the world, whether you're at the beginning of your day or at the end of your day. We have a lot to talk about today because not only is it the weekend, but we are also moving into a new month. And so we'll want to take a look ahead at December, that all-important month, final month of the year, Christmas, the big holidays. I know some of you probably don't celebrate Christmas, but whatever holidays you celebrate during December, we are up. It is upon us, or we are upon it. Yikes, right? So we're going to break down the weekend, and then we're going to take a look at the highlights for December. And then I'm going to also highlight a couple of things for December through human design. And I'm going to give you a new gene key of the, I'm going to call it the gene key of the week, but it's really not just for the week. It's going to be for a longer period of time. So for you to study, for you to contemplate, and for you to look at deeply in your own self. I see everybody's checking in here. Good morning to Debbie. Good morning, Colleen. Good morning, Anne. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, Vanita. And good morning, Ellie. I've been thinking about you, Ellie, wondering if your ex-husband made it home okay and whether you've been spending time together. Let's see. Anne says, ooh, it's the end. Cooking dinner at the same time she's listening today because Anne is in, I think, Bulgaria. Is that where you are, Anne, or in England? I get her and another girl mixed up all the time. Good morning, Patricia. It's good to see everybody out there. So let's dig in and find out what's up for the weekend. I always count Friday in the weekends because to me, Friday is one of those, it's that transition day, right? Where we can complete the work week, if you will, and prepare ourselves for the fun of the weekend. It always has the feel of a weekend. Whoa, good morning, Tom. This is like every day this week you've been here in the morning. What up? That's awesome. Good to see you. Aloha to you as well. Even though Tom is not in Hawaii, he likes to be Hawaiian or something. I'm not sure. Good. Ellie said her husband made it home safe. I love it. That's great. Okay, so let's dive in. Today, the moon is in Virgo, finishing her transit through the sign of organization, planning, analyzing, critical thinking, and also minding the details. So I think it's a great day. If you're going to end the week, you might as well end the week with a clean desk. I certainly could use that. Holy God. But it is a great day to close things up, right? To bring things into some sort of completion so that you go into the weekend with a clear desk, a clear mind, nothing hanging over your head. It is even for those of us who are with the moon in Pisces or moon in Virgo or even the moon in Pisces. It is an axis in our chart where maybe we can clean things up, if you will. The other day when we were doing card reading, somebody got the frog, and that's what this reminds me of, frog energy, where we can clean out, right, and clean up and disinfect, you know, that kind of thing, right? Get to the cleanliness of something. And sometimes that means that we have to reorganize even our minds, right? Mercury, the planet of the mind, is actually the ruler of the sign of Virgo, albeit I'm not sure that that's probably the correct ruler, but for all that we knew back in the day when they began talking about astrology, it seemed to be the likely planet. Now I would put it more in the realm of Chiron being the ruler for Virgo, perhaps, but maybe even, I don't know, I don't even want to go there, but that Mercury is still in retrograde motion. And so we may be able to go backwards even a little bit and see where things got off track, right? Where did things get off track? So today may be a day to right the ship, move things out of your way, clean, put things, you know, the things that belong in cupboards, put them in cupboards. Put them in drawers, put it, you know, somewhere where it's not cluttering up your immediate environment. The moon is also in an opposition to Neptune today. And Neptune is, you know, in the mid degrees of Pisces, and Virgo and Pisces are across from one another. So there's also some things that aren't quite clear today. It might mean that you don't always understand what people are saying to you, right? You may not get what, you know, the gist of something is. So it really is a good day to ask questions. If you're not clear about something, don't let it go, assuming that you know what you mean. And if you are the one transmitting information to someone, make sure that that other person really does understand what you're communicating to them, right? You can do that by having them restate it back to you so that you are sure that they get it, because Neptune is a planet that sometimes it's hard, you can't pin down. Remember, it's the planet of the ethers, a spirit. And so we are, in this case, able to really be intuitive, but sometimes we are believing that we've said something or that we've made something clear, and we really didn't. And we ourselves may not be clear, or what we communicated to someone else may not be clear. So take the time today to really make sure people understand what you're doing, right? If you're trying to write something today, make sure you're writing it, rereading it. I realized this morning as I went back, I was rereading some of the things I wrote for this week's Astro Inklings. And I went, oh, wow. I must not have proofread this, because words are out of order. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're typing along, you know, things happen, and I totally missed them, which means that I probably should not be my own editor, because I did reread these things, right? So it's a day like today. Edit yourself, re-edit yourself, and make sure people understand you. Today, the moon is also in a trine to Pluto. There are some big emotional energies flowing through, and there's this energy, you know, both of those, the moon in Virgo and Pluto in Capricorn, are in earth signs. So what can you do today to ground yourself, you know, grounding your energy? If you feel yourself becoming flighty or lifting up out of your body, do something to ground yourself, whether that may mean eating some chocolate, which is always my favorite thing to do, getting some stones or crystals that are representing grounding, or, you know, go outside and put your feet in the ground. I know winter, at least in the northern hemisphere here, it's probably not, you know, warm enough where you live to go outside and do that. But even just, you know, working with your plants in your house or working with your animals can have a grounding effect for you. And today we begin another sort of round of Venus in opposition to Uranus. And that can mean for some upsets in your relationships. And it can mean for the start of new relationships, but maybe ones that don't have real longevity attached to them. So I would put them squarely in the realm of maybe love affairs and not necessarily long-term relationships. But you may also experience upsets in your own relationships. Venus is in Libra and Uranus is in Aries. We call that the love and war axis, because it is ruled by Mars at one end in Aries, which can be conflict and confrontation. And Venus is the natural ruler of Libra, which is about relationship and peace and beauty. So we have those two dynamics sort of at cross purposes today, perhaps. But it can also add an element of excitement to the day when the possibility exists of new love, right? Or meeting new people. Just know that, you know, depending on where this is going on in your own chart, can drive whether or not this is long-term, short-term love affair, or long-term love. Often with Uranus in the mix of relationships, it's shorter term, because it's something that's exciting in the moment and then loses its luster after a while. So if someone new does walk into your life today, hallelujah, but know it may be short-term. Okay, they may be the catalyst for you to return to a love or to return to the idea of being in relationship, but not necessarily the one, right? The one. Now, on the other hand, it could be the one, but you would have to have other things in your chart that would indicate longevity, a Saturn connection somehow, that kind of thing. So that's today, my friend. Saturday, we walk into December. Happy December to you on Saturday. The moon is in Libra by the time you get up in the morning. For those of you on the East Coast, it'll be more like around 9 o'clock. But for us on the West Coast, about 6 a.m., the moon moves out of Virgo and into Libra and sets us up for a relationship-oriented weekend with some little, you know, disturbances along the way. The moon in Libra will be in a sextile to Mercury and to Jupiter. A sextile is a 60-degree relationship. It indicates, you know, a smooth flow of the energies between those two planets, the planet of communication and the mind and the planet of growth and expansion. So I feel like Saturday would be a really good day. Here where I live, there's a Christmas parade. I'm going to go to this parade because it doesn't look like it's going to rain for us. And my grandson's football team gets to be in the parade because they won the Super Bowl, the football trophy for our area. So I'm always excited to go to the parade, but it's even more fun when your loved ones are in the parade. So Saturday's a great day all the way around. No big deal. I want to take a look at something because I remembered there was something else on Saturday that I might have forgotten to bring in. Saturday. Yes. Saturday is the day. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Saturday is the day that Mercury retrogrades backward into Scorpio. Remember, it started its retrograde in Sagittarius, and it's moving backward into Scorpio. It actually entered the shadow period on October 29th. So it's starting to take us backward to things that were going on around then. And in, you know, the arena of Mercury, we have the mind, right? And the mind being taken into depth, into passion, into intensity. And because it's retrograde still, there may be some things that you've forgotten or some things that you need to reevaluate or rework. And that would be a really interesting thing to be working on this weekend. Also, because Venus is going to be, she's in forward motion, but within hours of one another, they both move into Scorpio. Mercury in retrograde, and Venus moving forward now. So they're passing one another, both in the sign of Scorpio. So Sunday, the moon is in Libra. And yet there's this energy it's almost palpable energy of tension on maybe even late Saturday and into Sunday, all of the day on Sunday, because the sun in Sagittarius is squaring Mars in Pisces. Remember, Mars in Pisces is a little bit frustrated, right? Because it's fire. It's a fire planet, and it's in the sign that is a water sign. So Pisces, it's slowed down. And now the sun in Sagittarius is almost like, nanny, nanny, goat, I'm in a fire sign. I get to move and you don't. But in the, so in your body, this may translate into energy that wants to move and needs to be expressed. Otherwise, it's going to turn into conflict or confrontation or frustration or anger. And there are several ways to physically dispel this kind of energy. And if you're a generator and a manifesting generator, you hear me say this, go have sex, go exercise, take a walk, run, do something physical that you're going to be able to let go of this energy. Otherwise, it stays in the body, pinging around and creating havoc for you, right? Whether it's because of frustration, you blow up at someone that you didn't mean to, or, you know, just that seething inner dynamic that we can sometimes get to. And that is exacerbated this weekend with the sun squaring Mars and also the moon in Libra in a square to Pluto. So we have very powerful emotional energies running through us. It might be the emotional energy of, you know, disgust with oneself over not being able to achieve what you want to achieve. It could be the energy of discontent, disappointment. And then we add sun squaring Mars on top of that, and it can be very self-destructive as well. And so you want to do something with this energy. Get out, go do something. And if you're not usually someone who exercises, you usually do yogas or something like that. I would even avoid that because that could be more annoying to you because it's going to be very hard to calm yourself enough to be able to get into that space of meditation and of yoga. So maybe try those things after you've dispelled some physical energy, right? That might be the best way. So all in all, this weekend feels a little bit up and down to me, like spiky. What's that word I love? I love scritchy, scritchy energy. It's kind of irritating. There's a sense that we might be irritable at times, but at other times that we might be able to have, you know, a really good loving relationship with someone. I say Saturday night is date night, you know, get your loved one and go out somewhere, go to the movies, romantic restaurant, take a stroll. If you've got the moon where you live, just get out and do something with your loved one. Sunday, get out and move your body. Do something with your physical body. All right, let's see what's everybody saying here. Congrats to your grandson and the team. Thank you, Debbie. I'm so excited for them. It's just amazing. Tom, I made a new friend here in town. He's Santa here, the Santa parade this Sunday. Ah, he's on the fire truck. I have friends in high places. Love it. Good morning, Linda. Tom says clarity. I'm not sure what that was in response to, Tom, but he says most people don't get what I'm saying anyway. So LMAO, Ellie. Okay. We talked about that. So sounds like everybody is sort of cool with what I'm saying. Get your body moving, get out and be romantic. Love is always the answer, right? Love is always the answer. All right. Let's take a look ahead at December. Good morning, Kathy Miller. It's good to see you this morning. I don't know if it was because of you or what, but Leanna called me last night, and so it was nice to chat with her. December. You know, for the last 3 months, it seems like every day, every week, there's been some kind of crazy making energy that we've had to move through. Venus was retrograde. Mercury went retrograde. Saturn and Pluto making connections to different planets. Venus opposing Mars, or Venus opposing Uranus, excuse me. And so we've had some really high tension sort of months, planets changing signs. So it feels, if you look back, you know, through even backward into August and September, we've been dealing with sort of a veritable minefield of different planetary connections. And now we have December coming up. And yes, there are some things going on in December, but by far and away, it is a month much more peaceful and much less dynamically engaged planets, right? So we have some cooler heads prevailing, let's say, for the month of December. But I also feel like under it all in December, there are some things that are building up and some things that are going to, you know, propel us into that new year. And, you know, come to think of it, you know, tomorrow, December 1st, we're only, what, 31 days away from the new year. That to me is incredible because 2018, I don't know where it went. And so when we look at December, the first two days of the month, so Saturday and Sunday, Mercury retrograde turns into Scorpio, and then Venus direct moves into Scorpio. Those are the two big highlights of the month. Woohoo! Right? We get them over with, toot sweet, early in the month. Then on the 6th and the 7th, so the 6th, we have a new moon. If you're living in the Pacific time zone or Alaska or Hawaii, the new moon is on the 6th. And if you're in mountain zone time all the way over, you are experiencing the new moon on the 7th because the new moon occurs at something like 11:31 p.m. So that means for the next time zone for us, so the next time zone over, you're already in the next day. So we have the 6th and the 7th where Mercury is turning direct at 27 degrees of Scorpio, and we have the new moon. So we get this idea that we have something new and, you know, we're preparing to be able to move forward. And then a couple of things happen directly after Mercury turns direct and then we have the new moon that are acting to slow us down a bit. And you know, a lot of that is because it is the holiday season, right? It's hard to start a new business. It's hard to, you know, start something new within your business. It's hard to start something new in the month of December because everything is sort of winding down for the year. So there are a couple of things that second week of December or that first full week of December that act to really kind of squelch our energy a bit, but not in a very bad way at all. So I was dealing with this yesterday as I was writing up the Astro Inklings report for next week. So I don't want to go into the details of that, but know that next week maybe still be a little bit of need to roll slowly, right? To move slowly. But Mercury will be picking up speed at that point as he's turning direct next week. And that will help us all. The new moon will also help us. Mercury will move into Sagittarius on December 12th. And that changes the energy, right? In Scorpio, it's intense, it's passionate, it's steamier. And once it moves into Sagittarius, it's going to join up with the planet Jupiter. And now we're going to see our way clear. So after we get from the 12th on, then I think things begin to pick up for us, right? Where we feel more, that optimism returns and that feeling of I'm making plans for next year returns to us. Of course, the winter solstice occurs on December 21st. The winter solstice is always a time for us to turn inward. It is a time for us to be reflective as we look back over the year, you know, previous, and we look forward also to what's going on in the new year. We can draw a chart up for the 21st for any of the seasons and see what is ahead for us. So we'll be doing that later as we get into the month. The 22nd is the full moon. So right after the winter solstice, we move into the full moon. And finally, on the 31st of December, Mars, frustrated in Pisces, moves out of Pisces and into Aries, his natural sign of rulership. And we get the all systems go sign from there. So we end up beginning the new year with Mars and Aries. A very few days into the new year, we end up with the last planet, Uranus, in retrograde turning direct. So we don't have any retrogrades. So we are building up to be able to zoom forward. So to me, that feels really very exciting and allows me to feel like I can wait, right? I can wait this out. I can move through December and just work on the things that I'm working on and not so much be, you know, frustrated by the inability to move forward because January's coming. Okay, let's take a look here. So December 27th is a Thursday. That is the day that I've chosen at this point to do the free webinar for us to be able, for me to be able to work with you all on your transit charts and your transit reports to be able to help you decode it, if you will, so that you could see month by month what's coming up for you personally and in 2019. It's free. This is not a charged webinar. It'll be at 4 p.m. I should write that here so I don't forget to put that in the ad. 4 p.m. Pacific time. 7 p.m. East Coast time. And like I said, completely free, right? This is just for you to be able to learn how to use the report that you're getting free for signing up for the webinar, the Astrology for 2019, which by the way is still available. There's still room for you to join us. If you haven't made that commitment yet, I urge you to do so. We're getting closer to, there's probably about 50 people at this point. So I think we have time. I did see that, Stephanie. Yep. Thank you very much. And remember, if you can't attend the webinar live, the fact that you paid for it and registered for it, that link will still lead you to the direct recording for it. So you are able to get to that no matter whether you allow or you're able to come and join us live or whether you have to do that through the replay. All right. Let's see. I wanted to take a look. Let's see what comments people are saying here. Kathy, my Sunday will be the monthly flea market and it is one of my happy places. Nice. I find my moods are highly affected by the weather. I love the rain. No exercise for me. Hate it. I walk the dog. Well, duh, that's exercise, Kathy. Walking your dog is exercise. Not only that, it's really very grounding. right? Animals have a tendency to bring us to, you know, reality, to ground us. So that I walk your dog. Good morning, April. Vanita, dang, wish I had a love interest. Anne says, love yourself, Vanita. I like that. I like that. And Vanita, go out to the places where you might find a love interest, right? So there are two main things that are going on in December that are human design related, gene keys related, that I wanted to kind of give you the heads up for. The first one, you know, most of the time the inner planets are changing signs and they're changing gates in human design on a regular basis, right? Every week, the sun changes signs. Every day, the moon moves through to, or gates, I mean, and every day the moon is moving between three and four gates in your human design. So we already know, you know, we're cued into the changes that the inner planets bring us. But there are the two transpersonal planets that are changing gates this next week or this next month that you'll want to be aware of. And that is Jupiter and Saturn. Jupiter and Saturn hold the space between the inner planets, the personal planets, the ones that affect us individually, and the outer planets of Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, and beyond. So Chiron and some of the other asteroids out there that are now dwarf planets, Ceres and Eris and so on. And so they hold a space of mediating the energy between us as individuals and of the collective. So they hold the bridge, if you will, between that. And so when these planets change signs or change gates, it's big news, right? Because it fundamentally shifts the way that the inner and the outer are going to converse. So on December 4th, Jupiter, who has been sitting at the gate 34, thus the reason we were doing a deep dive through the gene key 34. Why? Because not only was it Jupiter, but it was Mercury and it was the sun. And they were putting a lot of focus on that energy for us. And remember, the gate 34 was all about not forcing things to happen. It was a state of allowing things to happen. It was using your energy in a strength, from a strength position, instead of pushing, right? Pushing was out, allowing was in. And so we've been hearing that message for quite the while now, at least the last couple of weeks. So on December 4th, which just takes us in, I keep looking up at my calendar, which is not turned over to December yet, but December 4th must be Tuesday. The planet Jupiter moves out of gate 34, where it's been, into another familiar gate that we've been sort of hinting at, and that's gate 9, the gate of focus in your human design, but the gate of invincibility in the gift, it is determination, and in the shadow, it is inertia. So it is the pathway from inertia to invincibility through determination, right? So it is being able to focus your energy and take some moves, right? Make some moves. In the shadow, inertia holds us back, stops us from making taking those steps. Mimi earlier in the week said, what a conundrum, right? We have the gate of inertia and determination to move forward, but we also can't force anything to happen. So what do? Well, we have to hold space until the pathway is shown or until it opens up for us to be able to make that move. So December 4th, Jupiter moves into that gate 9, and we're going to be dealing with how do we move forward? And what is the path ahead for us? And using determination, staying power, endurance, and perseverance also comes into the picture, but in a different way here, to be able to stay the course, right? Not to make big changes, but to be able to make the small changes as they appear, right? Putting one foot in front of the other. So our next gene key of the week, if you will, is gene key 9. If you want to take a deep dive and contemplate, that is the next one that we will be working through. We have the sun there this week, right? We were already working with this energy with the sun. We will also have Mercury at that gate as we move into December. And now we have Jupiter at that gate in December. So we're going to want to really, and remember the word gate and gene key are interchangeable, Right. They're interchangeable. Gene key refers to the book by Richard Rudd, The Gene Keys, which is where we can take the deeper dive. And the gate refers to your human design, the placement of it in your human design body graph, which, by the way, gate 9 is on the sacral. So it is aligning us with our energy, right? What is the energy of doing? Where is it going to take us? So that's what we're looking at in the early part of December. When we get to December 16th, the planet Saturn, which has been sitting at the gate of joy for most, you know, most of this year, it had been sitting through the gate of joy. And it leaves the gate of joy and bliss and vitality. Remember, those were the energies it was taking us to. It moves then to gate 38, which in its lowest expression is the gate of struggle, and moving us up to the gift of perseverance. And the highest expression, it is honor. So we are moving from struggle to honor via perseverance. And that, you know, gate 38 sits on the root center. So it is also a foundational kind of energy. We are designed in the foundation of who we are to struggle, but we're meant to struggle for the right things. Note, I'm saying struggle, not suffering. Suffering is optional. Struggle is not. Struggle is a part of our being able to move through evolutionary energies in while we're here on the planet. So Saturn, the planet of duty and responsibility and limits and constriction, keeping us within boundaries, moves into the gate of struggle. And it, as far as I didn't check 2019, but I think it sits in that area for a while in 2019. Well, it would help if I knew where. I need to call this lady because this book has the weirdest energies around it. Like, she put it out so fast that not everything got right. Yeah. So I'm looking right now. I'm in September. We're still at gate 38. We briefly moved back to 54. Yeah. So for most of the year, we're going to be dealing with sort of this energy of struggle. And it makes me realize that even though here in the United States, so maybe not for the rest of you, well, yeah, for most of the world, this, the energy of struggling for change, to move ahead, is one that we will be still with this whole year of 2019. So in the background of everything, you know, as we are trying to grow and evolve, and mutate, right? There's this energy of mutation. Remember, Uranus is sitting at gate 3 while, is it Neptune's at gate 60? No, it's the South Node at gate 60, creating a pathway for evolution for us. That energy, evolution is change. It is transformation. It is mutation, right? We have to adapt to new circumstances. And here we see Saturn validating that there's a struggle here, but if we persevere, it leads us to honor. And we'll take a look deeper at that as we move forward, because I'm not even sure exactly what context Richard was thinking of honor. What does that mean? We'll take a dive into that as we move on to December. But it does tell us that as we move into the new year, even with a new Congress here in the US, with the possibility of Brexit and all it brings for those of you in Europe, there's still struggle, right? There's still, this is not an easy time. This is not an easy transition time that we are in. So even though we are in that energy, the reason for struggle, though, is because if we're struggling for the right things, then we bring the right change to bear in the world. And luckily, by the time we get to mid-December, Venus is out of the spleen energies that she's been in since, August, where we were dealing with fear. So we'll have left the fear gates. And we will not have that intensity again for another several months, not up until, you know, March, will we even look at that fear again. And it gives us a path to be able to move forward without the fear. I'm looking forward to that. Absolutely. Okay, let's see. Anybody else? Tom says, hey, I don't have a love interest either. Well, I do, but I don't think they know I do. Who's the one here that doesn't? Maybe we could. That's Vanita. Vanita lives near me, Tom, so you'd have to make the trip to the USA. Or Vanita, you'd have to go up to Canada. Stephanie, okay, no new comments. All right. So Patricia, I really love how you combine astrology and human design and bring it all together combined with your excellent teaching skills. Wow, that's really sweet of you, Patricia, because I feel sort of Neptune-ish today with my mind and my mouth not quite organized together here yet. But it just seems like there's so much potential in the times that we're moving into. And I feel that. I feel that potential. I feel that high side there. But I also see the potential pitfalls. And, you know, by looking through human design, the gene keys, and astrology, we can maybe find the pathway forward that means that we don't have to suffer through some of the more difficult transits because we know it's leading us somewhere. And that's the thing that I really want to emphasize for everybody. Yeah, the world sometimes is crazy. And sometimes in our own personal lives, it's crazy. But there's a purpose to it all. And sometimes we can't see it exactly through astrology, but we can see it through the gene keys. Other times the gene keys kind of confuse us. So we come back to astrology and we can sort of mediate it that way. So using the three of them, to me, makes the most sense. Weaving the story together, right? Okay, unless anybody has questions, I am done. Wow, I'm getting good at this, trying to keep it to 40 minutes or so. Some days, though, like the other day when we were doing readings, that wasn't possible. I don't see any new comments. Anybody have any questions? Anything they want us to chat on? Good morning, Cindy. Oh, goodness, I just got here on Janet's word, crazy. LOL, it is crazy out there. Yes. What we were talking about, Cindy, is that sometimes that the energies, Patricia had made a comment about how I weave together the three, astrology, human design, and the gene keys. And I was saying the reason that is so wonderful or why I love to do that is because sometimes the energies are so crazy, it's hard to see from just one method, how it is that we're moving forward or what is the pathway for us to move forward. But as far as crazy, I was basically talking about the energies for December and how much calmer December is than some of the other months that we've experienced. And when we get to the end of December on the 31st, so New Year's Eve, we have Mars moving finally out of Pisces and into Aries, the sign it rules. And we finally get the all systems go, the green flag, if you will, to move forward. So if we can stay the course and be patient and, you know, only do what's in front of us, stay away from pushing, then we can really be positioned nicely as we move into the energy of January. Tom says, is it like in astrology that there is a grayish area or is it a sudden leap or jump from gate to gate? Pretty much a leap from one gate to another. There's really no transition energy, except to say that, and one day we may do this, every day that a planet sits at a gate, it is moving through the different lines. So you'll notice when I show you, let's see here. So when you look at this book here, you see how it says, like, let's just look up at December 1st. It says 9.4. Right? And 16.4, 14.6, etc. Those in your charts, it looks like a little exponent. And those are called the lines. And the lines tell us a little bit more about what is going on with that energy. So if you think of the gene key or the gate as a highway, then the line would be the lane of that highway that you're moving through. So when you're moving through the fourth line, let's say, of a gene key or a gate, you're moving through the foundational energy of the gate. It is the culmination point, right? So everything else from the investigator up to the hermit, up to the experience and experimenter of the martyr, to the foundational energy of the four. And then that energy shifts and starts becoming more collective, right? It becomes more the karmic mirror, the role model, and then it shifts into the new gate and begins again at the line one, right? So depending on how long a planet sits at the gate, it determines how long it's going to be in a specific line. So there is a method through which it shifts, you know, that it doesn't, it's not all at once, but it's not as grayish as you might expect either. So I hope that makes sense. Cindy says, nice to know December will be calmer. Yes. Ellie, thank you, sweetie. I love tuning into your shows. Thank you for the beautiful blessing that you are. Thank you. And all the blessings, you guys are my blessings. Kathy Miller, crazy for me is Walmart, especially this time of year. Ugh. I saw a funny meme yesterday on Facebook or Instagram, something. I don't know. Somebody sent it to me. I might have even been you, Tom. the first thing on Mars is a Walmart. So there's this picture of an empty Mars, the red planet, but there's a Walmart there. Walmart. I just about choked on that one because it's so true, right? What's the first thing that always goes in, or, you know, the thing that takes over a town? Walmart. Craziness. It was a funny meme though. Anyway, no other questions. So I'm done for the day. I hope everybody has a great weekend. Understand that it is going to be some ups and downs, right? That energy, there's passion, there's love potentially, there's romance, but there's also confrontation and conflict and irritation and irritability mingled in there. So understand things like we might be up and down, right? We might be up and down this weekend, but use the energy today to clear off your desk, make room in your house for your Christmas decorations so that you have something to do, perhaps something fun and creative to do during the space of the weekend. Tom says, or a Mars bar. Isn't Mars bar a candy bar? I don't know. I thought it was too. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great weekend. I will see you Monday morning right here where we take up the week ahead. Much love to everybody. See you then. Bye for now.